Hello and welcome to Behind the Cube, brought to you by Car Guy Coffee and VinCube. We aim to bring you key insights of what's happening with the great people behind the great innovations that are brought to you by members of Team VinCube.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Frelin Art, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee podcast, bringing you the first edition type of brew of Behind the Cube.
That's right.
And we have the very first leading the way with us is the one that really has made sure to even establish the really make sure that we solidify this relationship that has been the supporting of the Car Guy Coffee podcast from VinCube. We have been able to be with this brother who actually brews a little something special himself. And we are very excited to be able to have him in here. But Fred, pumped up about this. There's a lot that's going on. We have Eric Hall already up in here saying, let's go. Avengers are up inside of the room. Heck yeah.
But so you know what we need to do.
Yeah, you know what we need to do. We need to
tag a car guy.
And tag a car gal.
And share. We need to get this out there. Make sure everybody knows what's going on. Behind the Cube, this is going to be a look at all the leadership and all the people that are at VinCube right now. It's an amazing company that's growing really fast, but only because they started with a great foundation. Great people leading the way, trying to make a big difference for you dealers. It's built by dealers for you dealers. I'm telling you, that's something that we've been talking about since day one. These are people that we've been friends with since the moment we met. So I'm excited to have this show, to get this thing going, to really get this new series rocking and rolling Behind the Cube. Let's go. And we got the first guest of the show for it, too. And I'm excited to have this man here. Like Lou said, he set this whole thing up. This guy is the man behind the scenes. And I'm excited to see what he's got to say about what's going on behind the Cube.
That's right. What's going on, Nate? We're excited that you're in here. Mr. Gretlick himself, incredible creative that's in here watching this show. Excited that you're here, Nate. But let's go ahead and get him out there. We are going to have to get him unleashed. Pun, right? Go ahead and drop it. Ba-dum-tsh. All right. The one, the only
Michael Hopkins.
What's going on? What is up, guys? What is up?
How are you today? What's going on?
Very good. Thank you for unleashing me. I appreciate that.
That's what we're hitting. Right. That's right. Take the chains off, baby. But we're excited for you. Are you at the home base of VinCube today, or where are you jumping in from?
I'm the galactic headquarters of VinCube, downtown Kansas City. Those of you that were at Unleash, we had about 150 people up in this teeny little room. They'll tell the fire department it was way over, but we had a really good time up here.
Heck yeah. And that Unleash event, everybody, is something you're definitely going to have to put onto your calendar for next year. We're going to get to talking more about that, but there is so much that is brewing right now with VinCube, with automotive. Right now, there's such an incredible buzz that's inside of the air, and so much education, so much information, and so much is transforming. You guys have just literally relaunched a new website, haven't you, Michael?
Yeah, we just launched last Sunday. It was an entire team effort. We worked with a great agency, came up with some really good messaging, some really good creative. And then, as we tend to do at VinCube, we brought everything else in-house. So we decided to build it ourselves. We decided to do all the graphics. It was a huge effort. We wanted to get out in front of NA, and we did that. And it looks great. I think the biggest thing about the new website is if you know about VinCube, you know that we've consolidated 8 different platforms that you might be using inside your dealership all into one system. So we have a hard time going out and talking about that. But I think our new messaging, the way that we're talking about on the new site, really kind of shows that. Talks about plan, buy, manage, and sell. That's what VinCube does. Everything that touches your inventory.
That's right. I love that. I love what you're talking about. I love what Eric Hall's talking about right here. Another bald, bearded rock star.
Man, listen, we're having a moment, Eric. We're having a moment. This is our time. Thank God we weren't. It's not in the 90s. We would have been.
That's right. Yeah,
been something different.
Not as fun in the 90s for that style, but it is very cool right now. It's if you don't have a bald head with a beard, I don't know what's going on. I feel really out of place right now. Lou has like neither.
I don't have the beard. I got the bald face.
Yeah. At least you could get there, but Lou.
I don't know. I'm too scared. I got a really funny shaped head, so that's why I have hair. So, but anyhow, we love VinCube, and so do we, right, folks? I love that you said that. It's an amazing thing. VinCube is out there really really out there just showing the love to dealers and making a big difference. What I've noticed about what's going on at VinQ is that you guys got a great product. Like you said, you guys have brought five things and made it into one platform for people, for dealers out there to be able to need to have all the needs in one spot, not to have to search for it, try to make things integrate. None of that stuff matters. It's all right here for them, but it's the people. The reason why Lou and I aligned with a lot of these different companies out here, I shouldn't say a lot, a handful of these companies out here, is because of the product is dope. Great product. But when you get inside and you get to meet the people of this product, the people who put their heart and soul into what they do, top, and it goes all the way to everyone, anybody who's doing anything in that, in your business right now is really great people trying to make a change. So I'm honored to have you guys part of what we're doing.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And obviously, we saw the exact same thing in you. Like I said, we met 3 years ago. It's the first time you guys have met anyone from VinQ. We got in on the podcast pretty right away, and I took a short hiatus, came back. You guys are still, partnership is still strong, and it's still great to see you guys. And I think what you're talking about in the industry and challenging dealers to think a little bit differently about not just how they're running their dealership, how they're treating their customers, how they're putting themselves out in the digital marketplace, it aligns with everything that we're talking about right here at VinQ. So love having you guys around. Love sharing these combos. I know. I designed that shirt.
I love about this shirt? So for those who work out, when you sweat, the VinQ really pops. It's like, bam. So it's like, you got to sweat before you're really doing the job, before you're actually VinQ. That's how I look at it.
Like, you got to get the job
done. Roll them sleeves and get some sweat going. Let's go. So yeah, these are cool. Actually, to the point where I copied, because this was tone on tone, I did a few shirts ourselves that way because of this shirt right here. It inspired me. So
it's awesome. I love it. It's very trendy, very in.
And you see these hats all over the market right now. If you guys look around social media, you'll see mine. People wearing them. You'll see owners wearing them. You'll see all kinds of places. I want to say that Lou and I were one of the first ones rocking them consistently on social media. We started a trend. Listen, not the hat bills, right? But what I like.
If you're watching right now and you want that hat, you come see us at NADA. We're going to have plenty of them.
Come on, get them. I'm telling you, you ain't cool unless you got the V on your forehead. Let's go.
Yeah. 100%. That's right. We got Eric up in here. So excited that you're in here, superstars. Good morning from AZ, guys. Excited to see you up in here, Eric. Another solutionary out there doing things. Do get a little bit of love over here for Danny Z. And Danny's going to be visiting us over at the booth that we will be at for the weekend. We'll be hanging out over at the Drive Centric booth, and we are going to be getting interviews from so many incredible people, including Danny Z. And we're pumped up to be able to see him out there, and he's going to be dropping some knowledge.
He is.
Inside of that,
he's going to be our very first interview on Sunday, folks. If you guys want to come see it live, we're going to be, like you said, 4001 West. It's going to be the Drive Centric booth. We're going to be on stage with him. It's going to be great information. Danny never disappoints, right? Much like, much like Angela. Anybody who comes on the show we've ever interviewed never disappoints. But Danny has so much passion for what he does. And man, he just has it in a classy way. And I love it. It's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or Vegas time. Make sure you guys come by the booth, or you're going to see it live. It'll be streamed everywhere. So be watching for it.
Yeah. You know, he's the dealer in dealers, by dealers for dealers. Like, he's the guy, right? And he's actually, in addition to that, he's speaking twice at NADA this year. He's talking about vehicle lifecycle management, which is kind of how we're positioning what VinQ does. You can catch him Thursday, 12 p.m. and Saturday again at 1 p.m. Two different options. You can check out the website to get links to those.
That's awesome. And that is what's brewing over at NADA this year. And there's so much that you get out of having an organization or having a tool that fixes problems for all of automotive. It's designed by a car guy, And that, how has that been such an important factor of the innovation that's come out of VinQ, being able to have device inside of the house?
That's our origin story, right? VinQ really came out of a place, at least for Danny. He was sitting in his dealership and he was really frustrated trying to work with his vendors, trying to figure out, where am I going to spend these marketing dollars across third-party marketplaces, all this kind of stuff. And he literally could not get all of the data in one place to take a look and make smart decisions about what to buy, where to sell it, where to source cars from. And so out of that frustration, hanging the phones, getting on with the vendors and stuff, couldn't get anywhere. He found Chris Hoke, who had just started building the market pricing part of VinQ. And that's literally went from there. I think the most important part of that story and that part of our model is that we respond so quickly to the industry, right? We just went through three of the most dynamic, challenging, awful years in automotive ever. And one of the big conversations that came out of that was getting off of auction independence, right? Or auction dependence. And so we were the first ones out there talking about private party acquisition, one of the very first tools out there to really help you manage private party acquisition CRM. And that was really amazing. We got really great work out of that, and that's still a huge part of our platform. But what that story is really just about responding to the challenges in the market. And if you're not a car guy, if you're not working at the dealership, if you don't have those connections, you're going to be behind the curve on it. You just are, because you don't know, right? So our big conversation this year at the booth, you come see it live, is our dealer trade network. So we're now opening up. We've expanded on Vehicle Buying Center, right? We started with private party acquisition. Yeah, you can still do auction. This year, this is exciting. I guess I'm the first one, so I'm announcing it first.
Come on.
We are releasing our dealer-to-dealer trade network. So now, instead of having to go to the auction, instead of taking your cars to the auction, you list them inside of the trade network, and you interact and buy and sell with other VinQ dealers live inside of VinQ. You get the appraisal. You get the inspection. Everything happens because we've already got the data, right?
Wow.
VinQ dealer-to-dealer.
Wow. Very That's exciting. Great news. That's some great news, everybody, for dealers that are on the platform. Yeah. It just keeps getting better. That's the thing that I love about VinQ, is that every time we're like, man, this is the tool and it fits this thing and it's great. And then there's wait.
There's more.
But wait, got a little more. Hold on. We have a little add to it. And you all have been doing some incredible integrations with so many other partners inside of the industry. And this is what we love about it, is that as much as it's for dealers, by dealers, and there's something that's different about the way that Danny operates as an operator, as a car guy, and as a creative himself. And that's by collaboration. You guys are really leading the way in being able to fuse together all of these great collaborations that make you better. Because why recreate something if somebody's already doing it excellent? Instead, let's just team up with some excellent people. Well, recently, 2023 has been a huge year for you and all your collaborations. Go ahead and give us a little bit of a rundown. You got a lot pop up in there. You have so great partners with you all. Go ahead and break us down on some of the reasoning behind integrating all these people.
You can't do it all, right? It's exactly like you said. There are folks out there doing parts of this really well. And why create the wheel? Why spend time doing that? Plus, you want people on your side, right? You want people on your team. Hashtag Team VinQ. That's what we talk about all the time. You guys were the very first members of Team VinQ. And so we do partner with a lot of industry folks because we like to bring that knowledge and that perspective and that experience in, have those conversations. But the integrations is a huge part too, because we know there are those critical systems in your dealership that dealers love. And the whole idea is how do we help you do that better? That's it. That's all we want to do. So in the last year, some of our really big ones, DriveCentric, we've done a ton of great integration with in and out of their CRM so we can get a lot better visibility into VDP views, into leads, into traffic, all that kind of stuff. Makes better pricing decisions, right? If you've got a lot of traffic, you don't need to drop the price, right? You let it kind of roll. Whereas if you've got some inventory that's not getting a lot of looks, how do we go spend money on ads? How do we increase visibility? So DriveCentric's been a great partner for us this year. We've kicked off a bunch of partnerships with transportation companies. A lot of it had to do with the dealer trade network. We've got Ship Your Car Now, Auto Logistics, Auto Hauler Exchange. Those guys have been awesome to work with. So now if you're purchasing vehicles from other dealers, you can get transportation arranged directly inside of VinQ, which is awesome. We've got Lotpop, of course. We supply them with data. They supply us back. We're closer with the performance managers. So a lot going on there. Like, I don't know. It's got so many. We just announced Vintel. We just announced a new partnership with Vintel. So if you're using Vintel ODB2 or OBD2, the little plugins, and you get those reports are now inside of VinQ appraisals. So it's just another layer of data and information about a vehicle in order to put the right number on it. And it's not just putting the right number on it, but then turning that into how do I merchandise this and create value appropriately.
I love that. So literally,
I've got three or four other ones. We're announcing a partnership with VinQ Boost this at NADA. Lots of stuff going on, man. That's very exciting.
No, that is very exciting.
A list of all of them.
That was a list, y'all. And I'm telling you, that's like almost name drop. Like, you know what I mean? You know, me and you know this and that. We're no big deal. No big deal. Me and Taylor Swift. No hanging out.
This is supposed to be fun, right? It's supposed to be easy.
No, I love it.
Luckily, people like working with us.
But it takes a collaboration of companies to make the industry better. But the idea is your company could be a huge part of it by adding to more other companies. When everyone can have this transformation of understanding that it's not us against each other, it's us helping the dealer, right? It's us finding ways to make it more productive for them to be able to help their customer base, which is us, right? Which is all of us.
It's Team VinQ, rising tide, right? That's what we keep talking about. How do we help everyone help the dealer win? Because that's what we're trying to do. If we can't do that, What's the point?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
What are we even doing here?
Yeah, we got Eric Hall that's jumping up in here, and he's trying to help you all out with your next t-shirt design. He says, need one. Where'd it go?
Oh, sorry, brother. That was my bad.
Need one of the hidden messages shirts that shows Invincible Rescuer.
Got you.
I'll send that to Rizzo.
I'll have to shift it like this. Invincible. Like, you would have to put the Vince solution in dark. I know what he's talking about. I like the idea, but
Great idea. You
know, and Eric, there's a reason why Eric's watching this show. Yeah, we're all friends, but at the end of the day, he believes in this product too, because he knows. Eric is a very well-trained car guy. He's been the NADA dealer school. He's graduated from that. He was the man in that class. But he's the man everywhere he goes. And not because he's cocky. No, because he puts work in. He goes wherever he goes, he's putting work in. He's learning about that product, and he's actually using the product. So he knows that this product is invincible.
Okay. Hit me up. Unleashed 2024, man. Let's get you on stage. Let's share some of that.
He needs to be there. Great. Matter of fact, Eric will be speaking at the Drive Center. I don't know. You know, he's going to be there. So he'll be speaking there. But I love Eric. Eric is a good dude. Just a good dude. And surprisingly good dancer.
Yes.
I was like, what? Like,
he's going to go for it. He's not
kidding. He was getting down. I think he was doing a bye-bye-bye and everything. I was like, what is happening with this guy? All right. So, no, excited to see you, Eric, NADA. It's going to be a great time. But, folks, speaking of that, the booth. What's the booth number? Where do they need to come and check that out?
4241 West. We are so excited. We are on the main drag. Yep. Got to give a lot of credit to Danny, a lot of credit to Rizzo getting us right in the mix. We're going to be right in the middle of the main hall. I don't remember who all were around, but it would be really easy to find us. We've got it set up. I can't give away too much. Angela told me to keep some of it under wraps, but in a setup kind of like we want you to feel like you're walking into an Apple store, right? We want you to feel nice and warm, welcome. Our performance managers are going to be there. We've got a nice Genius Bar set up. So if you're an existing customer, come ask questions, bring challenges, try and stump them, whatever that is, come say hi. We've got an entire part of the booth dedicated just working with our existing customers. We've got a nice little stage set up. Danny's going to give him part of his presentation. Our performance managers are going to be talking about some of the different areas of InQ that they really like and appreciate. Obviously, we have the sales demos going on, all that kind of stuff. Speaking specifically to our existing dealers, if you bring another dealer with you for a demo, we're giving out poker chips. So I don't remember what the, I think it's $50 poker chip you're going to get for bringing a friend over to the booth. So definitely make it worth your while to come check us out.
Heck yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. And that's awesome, folks. You couldn't leak too much, but he leaked a lot. So come on, baby. Let's go. Just enough to make you go.
There's more surprises.
You can check that out. I can't wait to see it, folks. VinQ's booths are always top notch. Their energy is always great. They always have comfortable places to sit, cold drinks, and of course, some of the best swag in the industry. So you guys need to go check them out. But more importantly, their product can really change the way that you get your vehicles and the way that you sell your vehicles. It's huge. Vehicle management, inventory management is a massive thing. And when they're out there making partnerships with people to help that make your management like next level into almost less work, it's weird, right? You don't see that too often.
It's supposed to be, right?
It takes more work in a lot of cases. So dealers kind of don't want it. This is a different situation here. You just got to educate. But once you're educated, it's click of buttons. And your people can do what they need to do. And there's extra income coming in because of it. So, folks, go check them out. This booth's going to be hot. 4241 West. And it is. That's the big hall, y'all. And that's in the big spots. And I know exactly where that booth is. I've checked it out on the map already. And I can't wait to go check them out. Because that's going to be badass. I promise.
It could be a fun weekend.
Yes, it awesome. Is.
So, with anything that is going on, we got to talk a little bit about the fun. Because as much as it's fun to be inside of the expo area, it's also fun to get out and go big. So there's a lot that's cool and a lot of big things that are happening. I'm pumped up to see some PLC, maybe a little pull-out duel. But where is it that you're going to find yourself roaming around during the after-hours fun time?
Listen, Angela Rizzo is our cruise director. She's got a full itinerary. My plan is to just hop in whatever bandwagon is heading and follow. I know I've got like a handful of tickets sitting out there. Our friends over at Osotu, they've got a big list of all the stuff too. Yep. I who knows, right? That's about, for me, the best part about Vegas is not making a plan. You just go and you let Vegas happen to you and you just see how it goes.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you, brother, because those nights can be It's wherever you're at that moment. It's such a big place, and there's so many things going on in those nights that you're like, this sounds like fun. Go with the people that you want to be around. Go with the, if you're looking for new clients, go with the clients that you want to build relationships with. Go, if you're looking for vendors, go with the vendors that you want to build relationships and learn about their business a little bit more. That's the place. I'm telling you, some of the best learning opportunities is after parties. I'm telling you, you'll learn about what's going on. Swear to God, you do.
And you might end up at a Joe's Crab Shack in a mall with 40 other people.
Yeah.
Eat food out of little plastic bags, like garbage bags.
And just having fun, man. Yeah. Just having fun. Yep. Figuring out who's going to be the late one tomorrow. Right, yeah. So awesome.
Oh, man, that was
That's
fun.
Me. I'll be the late one. I'm always the late one.
That's really nice of you, Mike. Appreciate you saying that. He says a lot of horsepower on this stream here. Right back at you because you're here, my friend. Thank you.
So in that, so kind of alluded a little bit to you being a little bit of a brewer yourself. So tell us about the cool concoctions that you have become a pro at putting into a bottle.
Yeah. So last couple of years, me and a couple of friends got together. We had one buddy who makes really good whiskey, really good. He got into it, started making it in his garage over an open fire and all that kind of stuff. It was very dangerous, but it was good. It was good juice. And so we got together, raised a little bit of money, opened up a distillery, West Bottoms Whiskey. Hashtag West Bottoms Whiskey Co. at West Bottoms Whiskey Co. Go give us a follow. We've got a handful of different whiskeys, including 2020 America's Best Blended Whiskey in the country. So it's a blend of rye and bourbon with a little bit of sherry that makes it Kansas City style whiskey. It's awesome, man. It's not bad for a side hustle, right?
Okay. Danny says
it's a lot of work to spend your time.
With it.
KC. Yeah.
I believe that. It's
official. There was a vote. There was a vote.
That's pretty awesome to know, and I got to try that now. I cannot wait for Unleashed. I can't wait.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
Gotta get here.
I appreciate it. He told us the dates pretty early. I was excited. I put that in my calendar and said, we're there. So definitely wish we were at the first one. I look forward to coming to the second one. I know that it's going to be a lot of energy and I can't wait to get some of that inside me because it's going to be great. Let's go.
You guys will love it. It was so good. We had such a great time. We had over 60 dealers there for our very first one. It was amazing. 60 dealers, 20, 25 partners, some really great thought leaders. Guys, Glenn Lundy was there, Danelle Delgado. We had a guy named Donnie Campbell. If you don't know him, he's the guy that inspired Jason Sudeikis' Ted Lasso. He's the actual basketball coach. It was, man, it was a great event. I walked away feeling very proud of that.
You should have, especially for being your very first one. Yeah, doing your first one, man, and I love it. And that's something that's just a staple. And I think that more dealer partners need to look at doing more educational opportunities for their dealers like that, getting them together to share their best practices. It's unbelievable. And then the partners that you talked about, like they came there and they got to see what the dealers are struggling with and be able to create better solutions for them too in other ways. So it's a win. I love it. Great job.
Yeah, it's not a vendor fest. The partners that we bring in, hopefully be you guys this year, they're sitting at the table. Like they're working through workshops. They're working on challenges together, eating together. It's not a sit down and got to listen to me pitch. It's a, hey, let's solve some problems together. And if you want to talk about, something more, we can do that. But otherwise, it's about learning. It's about education, growing.
That's right. Keep growing.
Unleashed.
Unleashed. And when we recognize, folks, that we are not chained up, we are not boxed up, and we are not put inside of corners, instead of being behind the curve, we can get behind the queue and start landing our shots where it is that we aim them. And the design of this show is to be able to make sure that you always know what's brewing inside of the industry. And today we have this incredible, incredible human. Michael, you're an incredible human. We love your heart. We love that smile. Look at that smile, y'all. Ding! It's like glowing over there. It's making a sound. Amen. We love it. But brother, you guys
make it easy.
We appreciate it. What is hard about having a good cup of coffee and a conversation? Out of that, there it is. Cue the coffee. There we go. The industry is better because of people like Michael that take on the challenges that we each see and says, hey, we're going to brew a solution to it. And then they team up with other incredible people inside the industry and they forge a way forward that helps business be better for everybody. And inside of that, folks, remember to operate as solutionaries with great honor as you see these things, but put it inside of your calendar. Make it sure that inside of your planner that you are making time to go over to the VinQ booth. What's going on, Colleen? We see you there.
What's up, Colleen?
Michael Rock. That's what you said. You're excited to hear Michael. Michael, is there anything else you'd like to say before we get ready to forget, focus, and fly on out of here?
Man, put 4241 West. Come find us at NADA. Amazing stuff going on. And put on your calendars, VinQ Unleashed 2024, September 9th. You heard it here first. This is the first time we're saying it. September 9th. It's going to be VinQ Unleashed 2024.
9th, folks.
Yeah, and that includes you too. Put it on your calendar.
Put it on the calendar. Put it in the planner right
now. I'm telling you, folks, it's a great place to be. It's just, like you said, it's not a vendor fest. It's an education fest. It's a problem-solving, solutionary, mixing, all the above, VinQing, let's get it going, and let's make this industry better type of place to be. And I'm excited to go. I can't wait. And I can't wait to be in Kansas City. It's been decades since I've been there. So looking forward to getting me an old-fashioned fest in the town.
That's right. That's right. So much for tuning in with us today. We are excited to get behind the queue with the one, the only
Michael Hopkins.
I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And you've been doing solutions on the Car Guy Brewing Podcast. Thank you so much. We will see you at NADA. Keep brewing solutions, everybody. Michael, we'll see you soon, brother. We're out.